Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on the Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. Our topic this morning is what you can do to remain healthy. 646-787-1532 is the call-in number. And good morning, Dr. Ream.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm considering, I should say. And so here's
Considering what, Don?
So here's my big topic. About a week ago, maybe I guess 10 days now, I had an injury on an occupational injury. And there have been a lot of things that have been happening to me that I just wouldn't have otherwise known. And I just got good questions for you and wanted to see what you could tell us about it. So,
well, you know what? You know, if there's a theme to our discussions, it has to be attention to prevention, right?
So, exactly.
Am I right, Don?
Yes, and I will. That was one of the biggest things that I thought about is prevention. You know, how could certain things be prevented?
Okay. So I don't know what your injury is. I don't know what your injury is, but I'm sure there's something that you did that you could have prevented. Am I right?
It's true.
Okay. Tell me about your injury. I know you got all these questions for me today, but I'm really interested, and I'm kind of taken aback that you allowed yourself to get injured, although you're normal and everybody does. But for the sake of this week, attention to prevention, you allowed yourself to get injured. Okay. So tell me about your injury, and I want to tell you how you could have prevented it.
Okay. So here's what happened. And okay, so I'm helping this is a friend of mine, and he lost a builder. So in the past I've built, so we've been building some homes. And anyway, the morning it came in, and they had to take the forklift down to get it serviced, and we were trying to hurry to, you know, get the roof loaded with some sheets of plywood. And so here's our biggest mistake. Number one, we got in a hurry. And that was probably the biggest thing in preventing anything from happening. But there was a little sheet of plywood that, or, you know, the roofing plank that 24 inches wide, that we put in place and did not staple down at the moment because we were trying to hurry and load the shingles or load the roofing sheeting. And anyway, as I was going out toward the other end, because we loaded, it couldn't get too thick because, you know, I mean, it adds up in a hurry. So we put 5 sheets down and another 5 sheets down. And I stepped over toward that sheet that was not stapled in, and it went through, and I lost, you know, I went through with it, and so I fell through the roof and was hanging tight as much as I could and stopping.
Oh my God.
And I went on through down to the concrete cement garage floor, and
oh my God,
my
and you hit the floor.
Yes, I did.
And you landed right on your feet?
Well, my feet were the first thing that hit. So one of my shoes got knocked off in the fall, so I landed on a heel. on, you know, I landed on my heels. Then I landed on my tush. And then I went back and I sprained my right wrist and my right elbow before I, you know, landed. And, oh, it hurt. And so.
Oh, my God. You know, Don, there's so many issues here to talk about. Okay? There's so many issues here to talk about. You know I'm a surgeon. And if I went into the operating room with that kind of attitude and hurrying, what would you think?
Yeah, I would say slow
down,
man. You
forgot to staple something. You were in a hurry. You didn't have it totally mapped out. You weren't organized in your thought. What kind of thing are we – what examples are we giving to our attention to prevention?
I agree. You cannot be in a hurry. And it doesn't matter who the boss is. For safety, everything has to be done in an order. And you can't just simply lay something down and then go back and do it later. I agree.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So listen. You're bringing up a lot of issues here, okay? And I see patients who get injured with occupational injuries, and I get patients with sports injuries. Actually, there are four categories that I'm talking about regarding injuries. There's occupational and trauma injuries, which you certainly were involved in. There's sporting injuries, athletic injuries, and then there's the third is issues of aging and falls, and the fourth is issues of disease, where disease plays vast importance in the background of the injury. And so, you know, I just there are principles involved in each one of these type of injuries. As far as occupational and trauma, they involve abnormal movements. They involve different pressures. You know, there's three types of pressures. There's direct, where you hit the ground. You know, you need shock absorption. And there's shearing, the rubbing of your, in my case, the feet. And there's friction, where you just rub it. You rub a blister. And there's overuse injuries, where you do too much too soon. And then there's pressure on the joints, which actually you had. The fall is a pressure on the bone, so we have pressure on joints and bones, and then we have standing. People stand too much. You know, when they say they can't stand it, I agree. They can't stand that much, and they get pooling of the blood, and they get blisters. And so these are things. But people have to take precautions. I want to address your concerns, but these precautions are so important. You have to the different ways to be cautious involve planning, even your prevention, even your workout, even your exercise. It has to be consistent. It has to be organized. You thought it out. It has to be regular, and you don't do anything that you don't do consistently, organized, and regular. And you did it. You were in a hurry, and you messed up. So hit me with your questions. Hit me with your best shot. I got a lot to say about prevention of injuries.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, I have been, you know, I mean, I'm getting older. I'm going to be 59 this year. And so I'm working out so that I can be in better shape and, you know, especially on the job and things like that I'm doing. And I check my blood pressure. Now, I do not like medication. I just don't. I don't take medication if I do not have to. But, see, here's the thing. I injured myself, and I've been in a lot of pain because of these injuries. So in order to, you know, knock down the pain and you know, be able to withstand the problem that I have, I've been taking, and it's been a variety. I don't want to get hooked to any one thing. I don't want my system to, you know, to have anything. So I'll take an Advil. I'll take a Tylenol. I'll take an ibuprofen. Maybe, you know, I've got some – Norco that I'll pick very cautiously. But here's the thing. What I've noticed is my blood pressure has skyrocketed. And I'm, you know, I mean, I've been down about 129 over 80, you know, I mean, a lot of times it'll tell me I'm pre-hypertensive and sometimes it'll be normal. But, man, I'm going stage one, stage two, and I'm going, what in the world is going on? And so I did a little research, and pain medication as well as pain can affect the blood pressure. Is that or is that not correct?
Well, pain, absolutely. Pain can affect blood pressure. You know, there are ways to deal with pain giving you stress, elevating your blood pressure. And that's the mental and psychological ability to deal with your pain. Put it in perspective. And by all means, if I was in severe pain and either on medication or not, would you expect me to go into surgery?
Gosh, probably not. No.
Probably not,
the doc,
right?
I wouldn't. Yeah, if you're the doc, I wouldn't.
So you have to find ways to, I mean, this is my living. And so I would have to find ways to avoid and prevent the pain and prevent these things from happening. And the overall prevention, attention to prevention principles, I have a list of them, and we should all follow them because we have to eliminate the harmful influences. One is stress, two, unhealthy foods, three, poor lifestyle and occupational choices, and number four, poor services and poor knowledge of the shoe relationship to these surfaces. My mother broke her hip several years ago. Why? Because her new sneakers got stuck on the new wooden floors when she was at the hospital visiting my dad. Now, so we should be aware of the shoe surface relationship. And in your case, the ability to stand, you weren't analyzing these particular items, and so let's go to the prevention of injury, to prevention principles regarding injuries in sports medicine. Number one, keep the body in a healthy condition. So, I don't know whether you were in pain medication or whether you were in pain. But you know what? Being in an unhealthy condition predisposes one to injuries. So right there. Number two, eliminate harmful influences. All right? I don't know whether you were you were angry or whether you were in a hurry, you were having stress, but these are all harmful influences. Number three, yes. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the situation was that it was in a hurry, and you know we really got in a hurry and shouldn't have been, and then you forget that you've got a board that's loose, and you go down, and then of course I couldn't stop my own weight. Now you know here's my problem is that I injured. You know, I mean, I can see on my wrist and on my elbow where it did actually, you know, bruised really bad. My butt, you know, I mean, well, the butt hurt the fact that my back, lower back has a, you know, I mean, it hurts a little bit. But where my foot hurt, you know, I landed on that heel. And so the heel, it was really kind of painful to walk for several days, but one of the things that I did was I got some orthotics which cushioned my ability to walk. And within about 3 days, it still hurts a little bit, and I could see where it was swollen, but it didn't bruise.
Don, you were very, very lucky. You landed on your heel. Regarding my area of expertise, which is the lower extremity and the foot and ankle and lower leg and so forth, this is could be one of the worst types of injuries we see, is a direct fall on the heel. Don't forget, 3 to 5 times the body weight goes down the foot with each step. Imagine if you're falling, what kind of body weight goes down, hits the ground to the heel, and then retrogrades back up. Okay, very often you get a heel fracture, and I would say that if the pain continues, I would say you need to get some X-rays and work up fracture of the heel and also fracture of the back. You could have fractured your back, and you should have known. I'm yelling at you, and I apologize, but you know, this is stupidity. All right. I think you should have known, in your occupation of building the house, you should have known that a direct fall is high risk for fracture of the heel and fracture of the back. You should have been extra cautious for these harmful influences that you expose yourself to.
Exactly. I agree.
And if you're going to be in your occupation and other occupations like that, you have to choose appropriate exercises and activities to prepare for that. What exercises are good for this type of occupation? First of all, building your core and standing strong, because if your stomach would have been able to absorb some of the shock as standing up straight would give you, all right, you wouldn't have delivered so much stress on your heels. Wearing appropriate shoes so that when you got up on that plank, wearing the shoes that you know would have cushioned the heel and absorbed the shock that would have transferred to the back. Do you see? And just like
Absolutely.
Me, I don't do any surgery that I don't do all the time, that I can't do as a routine basis. And you do things that you would consistently do. Do you consistently do this type of activity?
Well, it's been some time since I have, because, like I say, the it's a friend of mine. He ended up short somebody, and I was able to help him. So, this is probably our sixth or seventh house since, and he's just doing the framing, you know. And yeah, on the roof is a, you know, you've got to be extremely cautious.
So anyway, do you have any other concerns regarding the injuries and how to prevent them?
Well, I guess the thing of it is, you know, the thing that has surprised me the most and the thing that, you know, as far as I'm going along, is I'm looking at, you know, I mean, my blood pressure was skyrocketing. And I'm going, okay, I'm not doing anything really different as far as eating. So I was thinking, okay, how can I change that? And then the other thing of it is, when we do, how can we do prevention for, you know, like you said, core exercises? That's, you know, something that is very important. I've been losing weight. That's been important, you know. So,
well,
I was probably,
yeah, I'm trying to tell you something, Don. You asked me how to prevent. First of all, you went from blood pressure. I don't understand the connection between the blood pressure and your question about prevention.
I've been monitoring my blood pressure over the last year. And like I say, since the accident, it just took a sharp spike up. And it's into stage one, stage one tension, where before I was only in pre you know, the pre, I was between under 140 on the top. And so,
well,
but anyway,
you know,
blood,
as far as prevention of injury, as far as injuries are concerned, if you have high blood pressure, which predisposes you to a lot of maladies, okay, you, as far as injuries are concerned, you make sure your blood pressure is controlled consistently before you get on a ladder or start building houses. That's my take on it. If you're going up there with a high blood pressure, that's not good, because a lot of things, getting dizzy, getting heart palpitations, all kinds of things, just feeling not right. When you're doing high-risk activities like getting on a roof, you cannot – this is part of prevention. This is developing an attitude. Do you understand what I'm saying? And,
I do,
and
I do.
Part of the training for your activity is just like sports. Be aware of your training. Be aware of your condition. Be aware of your risk factors and have a consistent training schedule. Be in shape to, in case you do fall. Of course, you didn't do too much damage, obviously.
Right.
I'm going to go on with some of the principles that I have. One of the principles I have, it's actually number five, is don't do too much too soon. What's the big hurry? And so you have to do things slow and methodical, both with sports and with occupational injuries. The next one is be prepared. I can't stress that element too much. Be prepared. And the next one is, if you have pain, if it hurts, don't do it. If you're climbing on a ladder, if you're doing anything and you're in pain, don't do it. You're taking a risk.
Okay.
You see, I'm all about prevention, because we're paying too much in our society, both insurance-wise, occupational-wise, disability-wise, insurance, whatever you say. If it hurts, don't do it. We're paying too much because people aren't thinking in advance of prevention. Am I being too hard on you? Am I being too strong?
No, because, see, the thing of it is what you be – I mean, you being strong with me, and I can – you know, and I accept that. A lot of people need that because, like, for instance, you know, I mean, I think of a person who had just a slight injury. They just bumped themselves and tore the skin near their ankle, and it's gone on 3 years with an injury and problems.
Exactly.
But
you know, that's probably related to one of the types of situations, the basic principles for foot and ankle prevention. The harmful influences include stress, unhealthy foods, poor lifestyle choices, and poor surfaces and shoes. And it's one of the categories of sports injuries, injuries of aging, injury of disease. That person got a cut because of one of these categories.
Sure.
So
yeah,
you know,
aging. She was aging.
The other important thing. What's that?
I said she was aging and was trying to do some activities that she should have let somebody else do. And I think, you know, that's one of the things in prevention is people have to recognize what they can and cannot do.
Oh, that's another principle. Be conscious of the stresses you are putting on your body and what your body is telling you and what your body can take. Be aware of that.
Exactly.
Listen to your body. Exactly. It will tell you what's good for you and what's not.
Okay.
And another thing that is very important. When you choose your activity, whether it be sports or occupational situation, choose the appropriate time of the day. don't go at a time of day where they're at where there are adverse circumstances, like you're tired, or in the morning if you're not awake, or if at lunch you're sleepy after lunch. Choose the appropriate time of the day. And you know, as we get older, the colder and stiffer our muscles are in the morning. You have to realize that they are less elastic, and this increases the chance of pain and injury. Activities performed later on in the day have less potential of creating injury. So, you know, if you choose to work in the morning, then warm up. Do some exercises in the morning before you get on the ladder.
Okay.
Absolutely. Next thing,
okay.
Both in sports and occupational situations, use the right equipment. When you get on that ladder, when you enter in your activity, make sure you have the right equipment. Make sure everything is right. And just a few more regarding sports. Get in shape for your sport. Don't choose your sport as your exercise. People run, and they're running. They run in marathons, but they're treating their running as their exercise. Exercise in preparation for your sport. So regarding you and occupation, if you're going to be building houses, you have to do exercises to adjust to that. Take a day off. Don't work 7 days a week. Increase knowledge about what you're doing. And so these are some of the principles that I'm talking. I brought up a lot of good principles today. And just think about them, dwell in them, and incorporate them into your work and into your sporting activities.
Awesome. Okay, I think that is very good information for people to understand that our bodies aren't just always ready, rip roaring, ready to go, and we can't do what we think we can do. Our minds think we can do certain things, and we have to take in account that sometimes the body just won't do what the mind wants it to do. That's for certain.
And we have to be aware of that, and we have to be prepared, and we have to do the preparation necessary. You can't just get on ladders haphazardly and build houses, figuratively speaking. You can't just say you want to run a marathon and go run a marathon. You have to prepare for it. You have to be organized, consistent, regular.
Absolutely.
This is the key to prevention. This is the key to preventing injuries.
Yeah, it certainly is. And then once something does happen, realize that the pain and injury is also going to influence. It's also going to influence your the recovery of your body. You've got to give it time to recover. You've got to give it, the proper food and nutrition as well.
And if you have a fight with your wife before you go build a house, or if I have a fight with my wife or something happens before I go into surgery, you have to learn mental techniques to reframe what you're going through so that you don't let these things bother you. So it's not only physical preparation, but it's emotional, mental, and psychological preparation. This is so true.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, thanks. Thanks for being with us this morning, Dr. Rehm. Appreciate all of the information that you give. It is people
well,
need
I'm,
to take it into account as well as me.
Listen, Don, I'm sorry I yelled at you. It's just that when people get injured or diseases that can be prevented, I get a little upset. But remember this, knowledge is the key that opens the door to prevention. Motivation is the power to push the door open.
Awesome. All right. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning or those on the recorded call. This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the Foot Expert Online. Remember, keep your feet healthy. So bye for now. Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2019, Kenneth Ream, all rights reserved.